Jack and his crew have returned to Key Milagro, an island also referred to as Key Diablo. The islanders have a saying, "When the fog returns, the monster comes out to play." And now, part three of Tropical Hot Dog Night.
So you saw the mist coming up out of a swamp?
Yeah, it was forming on the surface.
But that's what a mist does. So why do you think that's the same weird fog that comes creeping in here?
Because it feels a little too alive.
So? A mist does feel kind of alive.
Well, this one seems to be made up of thousands of dancing will-o'-the-mists.
Were they holding hands?
Mojo, I didn't stay around to find out. Besides, it's starting to rain.
So you think that's where the fog is coming from?
Yeah, I'd bet on it. It was getting thicker as I watched. In fact, it was happening so fast, I decided I'd better use your favorite technique.
You're talking about feet don't fail me now.
You got it.
Mojo?
Claudine, did you see that mist Jack's been telling me about?
I can see it now. It's forming behind us.
So it's moving this way?
Yes, and I'm getting wet.
Uh-oh. I hope it's warm.
How are Rose and Dominique?
They're trying on clothes.
They are buying clothes?
I don't know what they're buying, but they're trying on everything in this shop.
What is the name of the shop?
Secondhand Seven. It's all vintage 30s and 40s stuff.
For men and women?
Oh, yeah. For the men, it's fedoras, double-breasted suits, wide lapels. For the women, it's tight waist and padded shoulders and sometimes lots of beads.
I love the clothes from that period.
Well, the prices aren't bad.
Are the suits made of wool?
Cotton wool,
rayon,
like that.
I asked Johnny Seven, I said, how can you wear wool in the tropics? And he said when the fog comes in, it cools down.
It is moving in now.
Yeah, in fact, it's nipping at our heels.
I'll tell the women, but I think it's going to take some time for them to decide what they're buying.
Mojo.
Yeah, Jack?
Let's meet back at the Fat Pink Pussycat. We should be there in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? No way, man. They got dresses, skirts, shoes, blouses, hats scattered all over this shop. It's going to take them forever to decide.
Oh, well, then just tell them to give the other Johnny Seven a deposit for layaway, and they'll make a decision tomorrow.
They're buying stuff to wear tonight.
Well, we'll meet you there, then.
Are you sure you want to let Claudine see this shop?
Hey, I heard that. Why do you men think that not all women want to do is spend time shopping?
Well, I didn't exactly
hear... Hey, I am surprised and disappointed in both of you.
Listen, Johnny Seven's got some pretty good bargains there.
Well, then, I will see for myself.
Okay, Mojo. We'll meet you at Secondhand Sevens. Ciao.
Adios, Kimosabi.
So, how do I look?
My, you look real fine.
This is not too daring, no?
No, that's the old glove fit you got there.
You're saying I look like an old glove?
No. I'm saying it fits you like a glove. Fits you just fine.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, like a black satin glove.
I do look nice, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take this one. I can wear it tonight.
Rose, that's a nice gunmaul outfit you have there.
Is that what I look like, a gunmaul?
Why, you're looking pretty cool. Pretty tough and cool.
So, Mojo, where was that suit you were trying on?
I put it back.
Oh, why don't you buy it?
I make decisions kind of slowly.
No, you go put that on right now. We were surprised, Claudine and Jack.
Come on, do it, Mojo. You looked great.
Well, to tell you the truth, I thought that suit made me look like a Harlem bootlegger.
Oh, come on, you look nice. Real Jake.
Come on, do it. Life is too short. We may not see morning.
Are you saying pay now and play now?
That's it.
Hey, have you noticed it's getting dark already?
Uh-oh. And that fog must be moving fast.
Come on, come on. Get in your suit, Mojo. Hop, hop.
Okay.
I never realized fog can move so quick.
Are you two still out there?
It is very close now.
It's wrapping around our feet and creeping up our ankles.
Do you want me to come out and meet you?
No, stay there. We can see the lights of the village.
Listen, if you get caught, put white light around you and around each other.
Jack, are you hearing that?
Hearing Mojo? Yeah.
No. Are you hearing voices?
What voices?
Do you hear them?
What's that?
Claudine is hearing voices.
In the fog?
I can't hear anything.
I think I better come out there.
No.
don't leave Rose and Dominic.
Claudine, you're becoming so pale.
I know.
I think you're fading.
Is she disappearing again?
No. No, I can't be.
Jack, leave some light around her.
I'm trying, believe me.
Where's the fog? How close is it to you now?
It's all around us. It's sucking the color out of Claudine.
Okay, listen to me.
Stop running.
What? You're breaking up.
Stop running. Put your arms around her. Hug her. Protect her. Did you hear that? Jack, you there?
What's wrong?
Oh, man. That fog's caught up with them.
We're going to help, yes?
Claudine said to stay here.
And let the monster eat them?
I think Jack can handle it.
You think, but do you know? No.
What's wrong?
The monster caught Claudine and Jack.
Well, what can we do?
I am going to help them.
Hold on. Take a look out that window. You see how that stuff is pouring down the street? In another couple of minutes, you won't even be able to see the direction you're going.
So what do we do? Nothing? Is that what you do?
But don't you think Jack and Claudine can take care of themselves?
Claudine, maybe. Jack, no.
And you want to go out there just to save Jack?
Save Jack? Ha!
Man, look out there. You'll never find them now.
Jack, I can't keep up with you.
Here. I'm going to carry you.
I shouldn't have come back to Key Milagro.
No. You're okay. You're holding your own. In fact, I think you're getting your color back.
You think so?
Yeah.
But you've lost most of yours.
Oh.
You're in black and white.
I can live with that. Except, why do I feel like I've just stepped into a 1940s B-movie?
Jack is carrying Claudine.
Man, that fog is sticking all over them.
Oh, here you go.
Claudine, are you all right?
I didn't think we would find our way back.
What is that fog?
Oh, God only knows.
It's like cotton candy. It's stuck to your clothes.
It's looking surreal out there.
It certainly isn't what I expect.
What did you expect?
I never thought fog could be so aggressive.
Is it alive?
It feels that way.
Oh, look out there now. There's people running around like they're playing in it.
Yeah, well, what do they know that we don't?
Is it safe to be out there?
Who knows?
You two looking kind of pale.
It seems to remove all color. Everything becomes black and white.
It was drinking your color?
It was doing something.
So what do we do now?
I think we ought to ask Johnny Seven.